hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
My engineer, Chris, just handed me some paperwork. He dug this stuff up on the USDA, the Economic Research Service. By the way, it's hour number two, folks. It's the 18th of October, and it's a Thursday. Okay, let's get on with this. The Food Consumer Price Index, pricing and expenditures, per capita food expenditures. Now, this table, Robbie, goes all the way back to the year I was born, 1953. It was a good year. Well, kind of. It was a good year for me, at any rate. 1953, at current prices, okay, $390 total. And that was for per year, $390. Fast forward, and the figures only go back to 2006, okay? And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, this can't be right, but it is. If you take a look at what it is costing in 2006 dollars, that year's expenditure, it went from $390 to $3,616. Now, if we take another off of the USDA chart, and Chris had to do some digging to pull this one up, just in the last 6 years, actually seven years, and we're not talking about luxury items, you know, razor blades and shaving cream and toothpaste and that kind of stuff. We're just talking about food stuff here. For families, and we're talking about the year 2000, the market increase here is just absolutely phenomenal. And I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this thing, but for a family of four, for instance, back in 2000, total expenditures, and we're talking about the liberal plan here, that's with razor blades and shaving cream, $860, $863. Now, this is a weekly or a monthly? Okay, it gives you the weekly and monthly. That's the monthly figure. That was 2000. The monthly figure now for that same family of four, and this is just in the last 7 years, $1,064. So we have had inflation and the cost of this stuff going up all the while. But we haven't even hit our stride yet. Because as you mentioned, and what I've said, is core inflation figures, they don't even touch food and fuel. And fuel, folks, think of it not just in at the pump. And the highway robbery going on there. We're talking about oil in general and what that means to the lifeblood of this economy. We're being squeezed from both sides, the international banksters with their usury, and the oil magnates out there just profit-taking beyond belief. And Robbie, this has been my contention about this stuff at the pump. It's going to go back up. They're already predicting by the end of the year, gas is going to be back up another 20, 30 cents. So remember last year when you were sweating it, pumping gas into your pickup or whatever? You think you have a little respite here? No, you don't have a respite. Another 20, 30 cents by the end of the year.
Well, I hope that they don't do it next week.
Well, that's right, because you got to come to San Antonio, don't you?
You know what the price of gold was in 2000?
I was looking at the gold charts earlier, but go ahead.
$282.
In 2000, 7 years ago.
In other words, you could have bought, I mean, this is scary. You could have bought a British sovereign in 2000 for $79. Today it's $205.
But the beauty of that situation is, we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, is the party's not over. There are some areas out there, folks, that you can actually protect what you have left. We'll take the break. We'll be back. I think if we can keep the lights on. High energy costs, you know.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, there seems to be a little problem. Did you see this, Robbie, with the purity of gold? Some of Britain's gold reserves, in which, by the way, this is the stuff that was, a lot of it was hijacked from this country. We sold it to Britain when we had our little crunch back here in this country in the 30s. We sold it to England for $35 an ounce. The deterioration could temporarily cut the value of the country's 320-ton reserve, which is held by the bank on behalf of the Treasury. And these gold reserves held in the Bank of England are cracking because they were poorly made. There was a freedom...
Well, first of all, you got to let me correct the verbiage that they used. Gold doesn't deteriorate.
Right.
What they found was that gold that is held by official government depositories has to be what they call good delivery bars. In other words, they have to be 3.9 or 4.9 fine. The bars that, and that's what most probably Gordon Brown sold off, he most probably, he did, because obviously nobody would have accepted Bank of England's gold when he sold it off if it was not in good delivery bars. What they have there, or replaced some of their supplies with, are what are called Dory bars. Now, Dory bars when a mine takes gold out of the ground, they on the mine site, they crush it down, they mill it, and they take out the basic impurities, and they pour what is they call them dory bars, which means they're 90% pure. And then those bars are then delivered from the mine to a refiner, and then that refiner, whether it be in most times it's either Johnson & Matthey or Engelhardt, then they refine that down and obviously take out more of the impurities, so they end up with good delivery bars, 999, 3.9 fines or 4.9 fines, just depending whatever the customer wants. So yes, I mean, there's been skullduggery going on with Britain's gold reserves, no question about it. It's the same skullduggery that's going on here right now. We're starting to, because, and I'll get into it in my show to explain it a little bit more, because it's confusing. The U.S. Treasury has added language to U.S. Treasury report on U.S. gold reserves. U.S. gold reserves have always been, and you'll see it every 6 months, it shows up in the Treasury's financial report. The U.S. holds 261 million ounces of gold valued at $42.20 an ounce. Now, in those reports, it says gold or its equivalent, which means is they must probably have been doing swaps with the gold. In other words, they've been loaning the gold out to bullion banks and replacing that gold with paper, which is just another creative way of cooking the books, which is the reason why there's never been an audit of Fort Knox. Since, as I said, there's never been an audit. Way back in the 70s, there was a big brouhaha when, you know, congressmen and senators, after a lot of pressure from the public, demanded to see what was in Fort Knox, and they went down there and it was a big thing, and they opened the doors,
Robbie,
showed them the gold.
Robbie, I watched Goldfinger. Didn't I watch Sean Connery, you know, protect the gold in Fort Knox? There was tons of that stuff in there.
That was a great PR movie, man. The whole world, you know. And what better place to have Fort Knox than surrounded by, the 110th Airborne Division, the Panzer Division.
The Armor Division, yes.
Yes.
That's where I took basic training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fully aware of Fort Knox. A lot of tanks and a lot of armor to protect nothing.
Hey, you see, it all goes back to Nixon. Why did Nixon obviously cut the last vestiges of the dollar and gold? Because America was, although Americans couldn't own gold from 1933, foreigners could demand gold as opposed to dollars. And trust me, from 1933 all the way up till 1975, foreigners didn't want dollars. When they did business with the U.S. government, they said, no, that's fine, your dollars are great, we love you guys, and it's all great, but send us gold. We'll take the gold. We don't want. And then obviously, when push came to shove in 75, Nixon sat there with the U.S. secretary, and he goes, you know, we got to let the dollar float because we have no more gold left. I mean, you want to get into the rancher and the national debt, Wayne Hague, and his legal problems with the Bureau of Land Management, and obviously through the discovery process, they found out that pretty much the whole of Western United States has been pledged as collateral to foreign debt holders. I mean, if you look at a map and you see the federal lands on Western United States, it's all federal lands. I mean, Clinton, Grand Escalante Staircase, people forget about this, declared it a national monument. Why? Because there is the world's largest reserve of clean-burning coal at Grand Escalante Staircase, and obviously they pledged that as collateral for somebody who we don't know.
Well, it's the person, and we won't know that until this stuff hits the fan, and they'll show up to claim what his pledge is theirs.
Sure.
You know, I'm looking at a chart here. Crude oil. in barrel prices.
Yeah.
Going back to 2002, the 28th of January, 2002, price of a barrel of crude, right around 18, 19 bucks a barrel. Today, it's pushing almost $90 a barrel.
Actually went over 90 today.
Yeah.
But settled at 89.74, up $2.34.
Well, that's
thanks,
just,
George.
Yeah, that's just to give you a little breather before they lower the whammy on you again. And going back and gas prices, gasoline prices, this hasn't kept up with crude price. It's been lagging. Now, it's gone up, but it's been lagging. But
the argument they make is we've got adequate supplies of crude, but now we're running into a problem with refineries again.
I said this earlier. I mean, year after year, it's the same. They might as well just do a report and just paste in on screen wipes. You know, here's the latest news. But they could do this report. You know, dress them up in continental style suits that never go out of style. Do a report and they can play this year after year. Every year, the increase, supply and demand, there's going to be increase in crude, home heating oil and natural gas because of demand. There's not enough supply. There's a crunch there. It happens every year, year out.
And now we're going through this yearly kabuki dance where refiners have to shut down because they have to refine a different boutique blend for the winter months. You see, we're now switching from summer blend into winter blend, which is crazy. I mean, here in the state of Arizona, we have a different winter blend in Phoenix to the winter blend we have on Tucson. So the refinery has got to shut down to make gasoline for Phoenix and then shut down and make gasoline for Tucson, which... If people don't know the difference, it's a two-hour drive between Phoenix and Tucson. But we have two different blends. Well, so apparently we have two different cases of smog. I don't know.
Well, some of that's reformulated for also elevation. You can buy...
Elevation?
Yeah, elevation.
This is a desert. It's as flat as a pancake.
No, I'm not saying where you're at specifically. I'm saying in the mountainous regions, like you go into Colorado, whatever. You look at regular gas, and generally here in the Midwest or East Coast, you'll have your low-grade gas at 87 octane. But when you get out further west and you get in the mountainous areas out there, your octane rating could drop down to 84, 85, whatever. But there's different formulations for that. But at any rate, crack $90 a barrel today.
Yeah.
Look,
it's they have accepted $100. This is the mindset out there. They've already accepted $100 oil. And if they've accepted $100, it means it's going $120. Which means gasoline at some point in time in the next 12 months is going to be running around $4 a gallon. Sorry about the phone ringing in the background, but...
That's somebody desperately trying to get a hold of you before the price of gold goes up anymore. By the way, when we get back out of break, I want to extend to the listeners out there, because folks, you're going to be dealing with a commodity here that's the only thing that's going to be rising is going to be gold. The deficits, that's going to be rising, but that's a negative. Inflation is going to be rising, but that definitely is a negative. And the only thing that's going to be rising that's going to be any benefit to anybody is going to be gold. Gold and silver. And I've been watching the trend on silver, Robbie. It's not kept up with gold. Why is that?
You are going to get, obviously, at some point in time, the disconnect that a lot of people have with silver is because silver is still regarded as an industrial metal. It hasn't as yet crossed over to poor man's gold. I would say that once we start knocking on the door of $800 gold, which, by the way, we're not too far away from that. We're only $33 away from that. You will see a huge demand for physical silver come in, and then that reality is going to get hit home. In that we've been running 14-year deficits with silver. And I wouldn't be at all surprised, as I said, to one day wake up and see silver at $20 an ounce.
At least. We'll be right back.
It should be there. It should be there right now.
You're right.
Privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. I can see no other thing, Robbie, on the horizon. You know, notwithstanding George Bush's declaration or impending declaration of war with Iran, the possibility of World War III, and as you stated, bad news traveled real fast on the Internet worldwide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. As we speak, I'm watching gold right now. Gold's about to just blow through $770.
That is amazing. Robbie, we've always tried to take care of our listeners out there by offering them the best service on gold and silver. And, well, folks, quite frankly, anything that I touch. Somebody described me yesterday as almost being a nonprofit. But my idea is, and I know what position people are in, and I know what they're going to need in the future. And it's just, to me, folks, I'm going to tell you, if I was independently wealthy, Robbie, you'd be paid here monthly. We wouldn't take profit at all on gold or silver, and we just give it to you at cost. Well, that's not practical to do because there are fixed costs, and they are going up, and they never stop. I've never yet been able to call up somebody that's offering goods or services and go, hey, can you let me off the hook this month? Just tear up the bill. I'll tear up the bill on my end. Just clean the ledger. They won't do it. Obligations are monthly, and they never, never stop. But we are, with Republic Trading Group, folks, we are the lowest out there in gold and silver prices, and that's bar none. I won't mention their names. Figure it out for yourself. One company operates 29-30% profit margin. The other guys on the left coast operate, well, somewhere between 35 and almost 40% profit margin.
Oh, sure. I'm going to make a statement now that no single firm on Wall Street, and I don't care whether it's Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, Citibank, or any of the brokerage firms, I'm going to make a statement that none of them can make. Every single client that has bought gold from Republic Trading Group, except for the people who bought in the last week, some have made a lot of profit, but there's not a single client that we have that has lost money. Not a single client has lost money.
That is pretty good. And folks, whether you're looking at this as an investment, because maybe you had your stocks, maybe you're smart enough to get out of the stock market while the prices are still up before it collapses, and you're liquidating stuff and you're going to move into this arena for investment purposes. Most people are doing this for survival purposes, because it is going to be the only thing. And we can guesstimate where gold is going to eventually land. Some are marking it at 3,000, some are marking it 4,000. Put it to you this way, folks. It's going to increase at least 2 to 3-fold, at least, at the very, very, very minimum. It'll increase 2 to 3 times in short order. So, folks, if you've been thinking about buying a lot of toys for the holidays, or running up more credit card debt, don't do it. Put it in something that is going to pay you, because you've been paying out the nose for a lot of things. You've been taxed to death. Inflation has been catching you on food prices, fuel prices, every price out there. I mean, it's just spiraling down, and people are having less and less money. Well, get the jump on the edge on them. I mean, you can get a jump on these people. And nobody is going to come knocking on your door to save your soul. You're going to have to do that yourself if you are smart enough. And we are giving you the information in which you can decide what the smart thing is to do. Now, Robbie, what kind of deal do you have for people out there on gold and silver? And let me, by the way, before I forget here, mention that your website, eaglesup.com, which you spend a lot of time on, posting a lot of pertinent financial news and stories, eaglesup.com. And if you would like to call Robbie, and please do, folks, 800-691-7898. Robbie, what do you have for these fine folks out there?
Well, they got a choice between two of my favorite children, the $10 Liberty and MS61. Certified PCG SNGC for $475. It was $469 on Tuesday, but today's a new day. Quarter ounce British sovereigns currently trading at $205 a piece.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do here. Can we carry over that Bob Chapman newsletter as well on this?
Sure.
If they buy a minimum, we'll...
If they buy 10 or more $10 Liberties, you will get a free year subscription to the International Forecast.
See, they're already trying to get a hold of you right now. Well,
yes.
Robbie, with that phone ringing, I will not hold you up. You got a half hour to call Mr. Noel, 800-691-7898, because we have not yet taught him to multitask, do a radio program, and take orders at the same time.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you, Robbie, very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good guy, folks. I'm very, very glad to have Robbie on board. Good guy, funny guy, but all around good guy. You need to call him, folks. 800-691-7898. Very glad to have him, and you will be too. Give him a call. Republic Trading Group and his website, eaglesup.com. And don't forget, starting in 1 half hour on this network, The Flip Side with the great Robbie Noel. We'll be right back. I'm going to get into the Ron Paul issue right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Keep something in mind, folks. By the way, this all ties into the North American Union. The Amaro out there, ready to roll out, ready to be introduced. Let's get people used to that idea. And what the exchange rate on that's going to be is going to be anybody's guess. But don't worry, they'll remind you at the exchange when you trade in your FRNs for the Amaro that there'll have to be a slight adjustment. Not much. Well, just a little. But don't worry, it's going to be sound currency. I want to play this, why Ron Paul will win. This is on YouTube. And now, you will not be able, obviously, this is radio, folks. This is television without pictures. So you're not going to be able to read what is being posted and what's playing, but I will read the important points here about Ron Paul. But you need to pay attention to this. I mean, it's some good stuff. As soon as I can bring it up here we go.
Throughout the 20th century, the Republican Party benefited from a non-interventionist foreign policy. Think of how Eisenhower came in to stop the Korean War. Think of how Nixon was elected to stop the mess in Vietnam. How did we win the election in the year 2000? We talk about a humble foreign policy, no nation building, don't police the world. That is a conservative, it's a Republican, it's a pro-American, it follows the Founding Fathers, and besides, it follows the Constitution. Declare war if you want to go to war, fight it and win it, but don't get into it for political reasons or to enforce UN resolutions or pretend the Iraqis were a national threat to us.
For example, if China took back Taiwan today, you say, go to the Congress, or does the president not have the authority as commander-in-chief?
Absolutely, he does not have the authority. Where does he get it? You can't go to war without congressional approval, and that's not a threat to our national security. That's That's something internal affairs. Why should we send hundreds of thousands of Americans to die in a civil war? I mean, are we over in Russia right now over Chechnya? I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. Did we go to war over Hong Kong? You know, we should follow the Constitution and the advice of the founders. Don't go looking for dragons to slay. I mean, why should we go and provoke and look for trouble? We should talk to people, negotiate, be diplomatic, and trade with people. We do much better trading with Vietnam than we did with fighting with them. We lost 60,000 men there. It makes so much common sense, and it's so appealing to the majority of Americans. Let me tell you, I really believe it.
If you were president, would you work to phase out the IRS?
Immediately.
That's what they call a softball.
And you can only do that if you change our ideas about what the role of government ought to be. If you think the government has to take care of us from cradle to grave, and if you think our government should police the world and spend hundreds of billions of dollars on a foreign policy that we cannot manage, you can't get rid of the IRS. But if you want to lower taxes, and if you don't want the government to quit printing the money to come up with shortfall and cause all the inflation, you have to change policy.
Ron Paul voted against the war in Iraq. By the way, Hillary Clinton voted for the war in Iraq. He's winning several online polls. He's just knocking them dead out there, folks. Knocking them absolutely dead. His standing out there on the internet, numbers are going through the roof, and so is his campaign contributions as well. Here's an overview of Ron Paul's record as congressman. He's never voted to raise taxes, never voted for an unbalanced budget, never voted for a federal restriction on gun ownership, never voted to raise congressional pay, never taken a government-paid junket, has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against regulating the internet. He voted against the Iraq War. He does not participate in lucrative congressional pension programs. He returns a portion of his annual congressional office budget back to the government. A politician giving money back. Well, he's not quite a politician, is he? He's a statesman. And hopefully, the next president of the United States.
Let me just stake out some of the things you've been doing. You voted against the Patriot Act.
I did.
You voted against the Iraq War.
Yeah.
But you also hate taxes and you hate gun control. But you said it is dissent from government policies that defines the true patriot and the champion of liberty. It is that kind of talk that lost the Republicans the last election.
And they deserved it.
He's the only real Republican running for president, folks. This also means that he's the only real conservative of the party. As President, Ron Paul will bring our troops home from Iraq and end the war, secure our borders from terrorism, stop illegal immigration and no amnesty for the illegals, abolish the IRS and income tax.
And the problem that we have with dealing with this subject is we see people as groups, as they belong to certain groups, and that they derive their rights as belonging to groups. We don't get our rights because we're gays or women or minorities. We get our rights from our Creator as individuals. So every individual should be treated the same way. So if there's homosexual behavior in the military that is disruptive, it should be dealt with. But if there's heterosexual sexual behavior that is disruptive, it should be dealt with. So it isn't the issue of homosexuality. It's the concept and understanding of individual rights.
The Ron Paul Revolution, folks. RonPaul2008.com. People want him elected. Do you understand the appeal of this guy? Doing as a Republican what the Democrats said that they were going to do? Remember it? Folks, it was only, what? Last November. Remember this? 11 months ago. Oh, elect me and I'll stop the war in Iraq and bring the troops home. Hillary Clinton is going along with this. She voted for the war in Iraq. And she's going to vote for increasing the war on terrorism. Well, let me ask you a question, folks. When you invade somebody's country and you kill a million of their people, who's the terrorist? Who, by definition, who are the terrorizers? And Ron Paul does have that chance to win. And wishing it so is not going to make it happen. This is a grassroots thing. And many people have suggested, by the way, talking about grassroots, that somehow that this Ron Paul is going to do what our little Texan did here back in 92 with Bill Clinton. Now, I had never seen an incumbent president, Daddy Bush, look so unpresidential in my entire life. And that was not by accident. Ross Perot got in there, raised up that hood, and going to go to work and going to fix these problems. But in the meantime, old Slick Willie, playing saxophone on MTV and appealing to a lot of people. Of course, a lot of people in this country think that entitlements is a birthright, that welfare is a birthright, using other people's money for your own benefit is a birthright. A lot of people believe that. Barack Obama does not have a chance. Hillary Clinton may have a chance. Sam Brownback today, by the way, dropped out of the presidential race. John McCain should do likewise. He has virtually no support whatsoever. And just yesterday, now, folks, and Ricky Perry, I hope you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. Just turn on your radio, or one of your aides is probably listening. Run into the room with a radio in hand and let him listen to this one. Now, Rick Perry yesterday came out in support of Rudy Giuliani. Now, to most uninitiated out there, that's politics as usual, right? The real reason why Rick Perry is coming out in support of Giuliani, because Giuliani and his law firm are supporting the company, representing the companies, Spanish companies, that are building the toll roads here in America and right here in Texas. Does that go a long way in explaining why Rick Perry is not backing Mitt Romney or John McCain or, geez, heaven forbid that Rick Perry would come out and support Ron Paul? Folks, it'll be a cold day in hell here in Central Texas when that happens. The political stuff is in the wind, and a thought occurred to me. As helicopter Ben Bernanke took over the reins from Alan Greenspan, and I'd said, you know, who would want this job? Hand off the Fed Reserve chairman job to somebody that is going to be the watchdog over an imploding economy and possible depression. But if you look at it this way from the political standpoint, why would Ron Paul want to run for president when he knows that he would probably have to serve a term or terms in the White House? Probably the toughest term or terms that any U.S. president has ever had to endure. Well, I'm going to have to break the news to his wife. Ron Paul is having an extramarital affair. Now, I'm sorry to report this, folks. He's only human. The other love of his life is this country. He's in a love affair with this country and its people. And you've heard his position on gays, in the military, homosexuality. He doesn't deny anybody's rights, okay? Now, your personal opinion, somebody may be leading a lifestyle that you may not agree with, but that doesn't abrogate any person's rights in this country. His appeal, I don't think the political punsters out there, I don't think they understand what broad appeal this man has. Now, as I said, with Brownback dropping out of the race here, that lessens the field. Of course, we've got, who's the actor? What is it? Yeah, I can't ever remember the guy's name, Fred Thompson. I don't think this guy would even make it through the first year of a presidency. He looks like he's got one foot in a grave and the other on a banana peel. On the other hand, Ron Paul, 71 years of age, I think he looks younger than Ronald Reagan did when he took office. But imagine what this guy is willing to do to step up for this country in probably the worst times that you are ever going to witness in American history. It's going to happen on his watch. Now, what kind of a man would accept that kind of challenge? I'll tell you what kind of guy would do it, as a true American. And I would like to think that a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to talk to Ron Paul at length, he and his wife, about running for the presidency of this country. And if he did not want to do that, at least run for governor of Texas. But facing this country, facing the situation that it is, I think this man and his uniqueness, his understanding of the Constitution and the role of government would be wasted with 49 other guys that are governors. That from the bully pulpit in Washington, D.C., this man has a real chance to dramatically change things in this country. Going from a guy that when he would write bills, that few people had the courage to co-sponsor. But imagine, rather than writing the bills, the guy was there to sign them into law or not sign them into law. I'll tell you what Ron Paul immediately would do for the entire planet. A lot of people would breathe a lot easier. Some have suggested that Ron Paul being president, that he's going to be some kind of pacifist. Make no mistake about this. Ron Paul is not a pacifist. He is a constitutionalist, and he understands the obligations and duties of that office. There will be a collective sigh of relief planet-wide when, notice I didn't say if, when this man becomes president in 2008. To defuse this Chinese and Russian thing. To take a serious look at America's foreign policy in the Middle East and make dramatic and sweeping changes almost immediately. And I dare say, if any support whatsoever, and I cannot speculate on this, I have not spoken to Mr. Paul about this personally, but it is my conjecture that there'll be peace in the Middle East, at least as far as the Israelis and the Palestinians are concerned, because I do believe that Ron Paul would push to cut Israel's funds off. You know, we've been giving them about $3 billion a year. Been making them lucrative contract offers. All kinds of business being shoved their way. And I think it's within the realm of possibility to say to Israel, quit playing around, quit trying to take what is not yours, quit killing Palestinians, stealing their land, enough. Only a strong president is going to be able to do that. And there quite could be possibly, within the first term of this man's office, there could be real peace initiatives in the Middle East. Now, you want to talk about hope? I don't spell it H-O-P-E. I spell it R-O-N-P-A-U-L. Ron Paul. And like I said, his support, it's fascinating. The areas that people are coming out in support of this guy. It's coming from the left. It's coming from the right. It's coming from the middle. It's coming from above. It's coming from below. It's coming from the front. It's coming from behind. It's coming from his flanks. It's coming from everywhere. And he's not dipping into any corporate coffers out there. People are coughing up their nickels and their dimes and their dollars to put in his campaign fund. I mean, we're actually talking about a congressman of the United States that's allocated a budget, and every single year he returns a portion of that budget right back into Congress and doesn't spend it. Does that give you an indication on fiscal responsibility that this president will exercise from that Oval Office? I think it sends a pretty clear signal. And people may not notice it, or they may not realize it right now, but they're going to need this man more than ever in 2008 and beyond. That's why they're scared of him.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Tony Myrick sent me a poem, and I read it the other day. Well, he just sent me the read by way of DVD. And Thank you, Tony. I appreciate this greatly. He's got a program up in Dallas, Transmission from Mars with Dr. Phobos, Sunday evening, 7 p.m. on KPFT 90.1 in Houston, rather, not in Dallas, Houston, my error. And he's on HD Channel 1. And he wrote this, and one of these days, when we have some room on this network, we'll bring him up. We've got to put up another bird. A lot of requests to get on this network. Tony says, I hope this will help you. I like you and what you're doing and want to assist. And he said, perhaps I want to be welcomed by your network to actually have a show one day. I think that is entirely possible, Mr. Myrick. Here is the read of that poem, and it is entitled Another Star Fell. And why is it not doing anything? Come here, engineer. As one of the secretaries, I can hear her laughing in the background. Oh, okay. I got the problem here. All right. Pop me up there, guy. Back to the original track here. There we go.
Another Star Fell, The Lament of a Country Lost by Tony Myrick. Another star fell from the blue sky today, one by one until there were none. Because no one cared enough to make their patriotic play, another star fell from the blue sky, one by one until there were none. Another American citizen was tossed in jail today, one by one, until there were none. Because no one cared enough to make their stand this day, another star fell from the blue sky, one by one, until there were none. Another citizen's property was seized today, one by one, until there were none. Because no one gave a tinker's damn today, and another star fell from the blue sky, one by one, until there were none. Another star fell from the blue sky today, one by one, until there were none. Along with the red stripes of valor and hardiness, and the white of innocence and purity formed a pool of blood red and washed away today, drop by drop, one by one, until there were none. The last star fell from the former blue sky today, one by one, and then there were none. Because no one gave a tinker's damn about the red, white, and blue, all that was left was a white flag of surrender is true. Because one star fell from the sky on that one unholy day.